Thank you, Willow, that kind introduction. I want to make the case today for the idea that a physical illness and psychological illness can have very important meaning, and that the body can express symbolic meaning, but all of this depends on our not thinking of body and mind dualistically as if they were two different things. I'll try and make the case for that. I'm going to begin with a case example to illustrate what I'm talking about, to illustrate the way in which the body can express symbolic meaning. A middle-aged man consulted me with depression and chronic pain after coronary artery bypass surgery, which he'd had for ischemic heart disease. And for several months after the surgery, he'd had severe pain in the middle of his chest, which was initially misdiagnosed for various reasons. Finally, it was realized that the reason he had pain is that during the surgery, the sternum, the breastbone, had been split, which it routinely is in this kind of surgery. But in his case, the bone had never healed, so this was what was called non-union of the sternum. So he went back into hospital, and they rewired his sternum together to try and get it to heal. But that didn't work, and he continued to have severe pain for the next several months. And because of the position of the breastbone, every breath he took was painful. So this man was in very severe distress. And he'd been unable to work, and he was in absolute despair about ever regaining his health. So what does all this mean symbolically? Well, if we look at the man's story, the following story emerges. His father had died when he was 10 years old. And his mother was wiped out by this death. She became extremely abusive and insensitive, and she made this young boy at the age of 10 feel responsible for her well-being. She made him look after her. He tried everything he could to make her better, to make her feel more comfortable. He went to work at the age of 13. He gave her all his wages, but nothing he did made her feel any better, and she was constantly complaining and blaming him. Essentially, this was a form of emotional blackmail, and he couldn't protect himself against these kind of savage attacks. And he felt extremely vulnerable to any kind of criticism. Needless to say, with this early training, he went into a helping profession in which he's expected to... Does this sound familiar? He's expected to be constantly available to helping other people without regard for himself, continuing this pattern of being unable to protect himself against the intrusion of other people's needs. Now, if you look at this at the symbolic level, the sternum or the breastbone has evolved in order to protect the heart. It's a nice solid bone in front of the heart, and it protects the heart against blows. He had never learned to protect his heart emotionally. He'd never learned to protect himself against the intrusions. His heart had always remained open to the intrusion of other people's demand. And synchronistically, of course, at the time of this illness, he was in relationship with a woman who made very similar demands on him to those that his mother had made. I don't know if that's ever happened to anybody else. And he couldn't protect himself against these kind of intrusions. And he noticed very clearly that every time she attacked and criticized him, his sternal pain increased. There was a very clear relationship. He felt guilty when she was unhappy, the same way he had with his mother, and he felt he had to take care of her. So he'd never learned to protect his feelings, and this bone, which protects the heart, would not heal. You can see the symbolic equivalence of the two. The physical aspect of the problem and the psychology of the problem exactly mirror each other. As a result of the therapeutic work, he was able to extricate himself from this relationship and see the connection to his mother problem. And as he learned to protect himself and as he got into a much better relationship, he went in for yet another surgery. The sternum was rewired. And just as he was improving psychologically, the bone finally healed. The two kinds of healing happened at the same time. Now, I think we no longer need to think of this kind of thing in terms of causality. It was obviously a synchronistic relationship between the psychological and the physical healing, or you could say that the psychological situation, or the same complex, was expressing itself symbolically in the body and in the psyche at the same time, illustrating the idea that the archetype has a somatic pole and a psychological pole, and the meaning of his chronic pain was a call to do the psychological work that was necessary. And, you know, whether the sternum would have ever healed without the psychotherapy, it's hard to tell, but that's the synchronistic happening. Now, in today's medicine, there's a great deal of resistance to the idea that there can be any relationship between illness and meaning, because the medical profession in general, not altogether, but in general, still adheres to the traditional mind-body dualism and won't take into account the patient's subjectivity. But there is a long, rather controversial tradition which sees all illness in the body as a representation of personal symbolic meaning. The problem is that medicine knows no mechanism by which the body can express symbolic meaning in the form of illness. And because we don't know a mechanism, I think that's one of the sources of resistance to this idea.